This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The leader of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, denied Monday that federal troops had surrounded the regional capital, Mekele, at a distance of about 31 miles, as the government had said. He told Reuters by text, quote, "There is no such encirclement so far," end quote, in regard to the statements from a spokesman for a special Tigray task force set up by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. Reuters could not independently verify either version. A spokesman for the government's task force also told Reuters by text that Tigrayan forces fired rockets Monday at Bahir Dar, the capital of neighboring Amhara region, whose authorities are supporting the federal offensive. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communication has been down. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly linked to a demonstration last year. If he is convicted, the charges could result in a jail sentence of up to 3 years. Two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were also remanded into custody Monday. The demonstration for which they're being prosecuted took place near Hong Kong police headquarters last year in June. The arrests have drawn criticism from Western governments, while China denies the accusation and says Hong Kong is its internal affair. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people developing COVID symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which showed 95% success, but it is a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase the success rate. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. Investors scooped up stocks, commodities, and emerging market currencies and gave the dollar a wide berth as AstraZeneca and Oxford University provided markets with their now regular Monday shot of encouraging COVID-19 vaccine news. The stocks index of Europe's 600 largest firms rose to its highest since February. Wall Street was pointing up 0.6% and Brent futures were nearly 1.5% stronger. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19 in some cases as early as next month. The United States has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups as early as December 12th, 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. Healthcare workers should be among the first to receive the vaccine. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters Sunday there, quote, is reason to be optimistic, end quote, that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccinations could begin, quote, right away. A spokesman for the president-elect, Joe Biden, the projected president-elect, says it's time for the Trump administration to start sharing COVID-19 vaccine information with them. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The distribution of COVID-19 vaccines will start under President Trump, but will continue after Inauguration Day. And that's why on ABC's This Week, Ron Klain, the chief of staff for President-elect Joe Biden, says they need information.
Our transition isn't getting access to agency officials to help develop our plans. And there's a lot of focus on that vaccine rollout plan that's going to be critical in the early days of a Biden presidency.
University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry agrees, adding the vaccine could be part of the Trump legacy.
He should be given some credit for that, but I would say the debit side of that ledger will obliterate his credit because he won't give out the information to the incoming president.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Malaysian company that is the world's biggest manufacturer of surgical gloves will close over half its factories after a surge in coronavirus cases among workers, authorities said Monday. Top Glove has seen a huge jump in demand since the start of the pandemic, as countries scramble to stock up on protective equipment, pushing up both its profits and share price. But there has been a cluster of virus outbreaks among employees, many of whom are low-paid migrant workers at factories in an industrial area near the capital, Kuala Lumpur. More than 1,000 cases were recorded Monday, prompting the government to order the plants to close. Seven people in Russia's Far East Republic of Yakutia have died, and two were in a coma Monday after consuming diluted hand sanitizer widely available during the pandemic. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.